Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time it is. It doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into the Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Iams. You're home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. On today's episode, we're going to be recapping Week 15 for you guys. I know there was not an episode yesterday for you, but I'm going to make it up. We got one today. Obviously, we record pretty much Monday through Friday. It seems like all season long, which is awesome. But we're going to be getting an episode for you tomorrow, and it's going to be getting your starters for Week 16. And yeah, let's just get into it. Before we get into anything, quick shout out to the homies and the sponsors, MyVTrophy.com. If you guys yet to check that MyVTrophy.com out yet, you need to. It's the easiest, fastest way to build a website or to build a trophy for your fantasy league, and it's free. There's also unstoppable domains. Use reference code Dynasty401. Guys, go get Web3. Go buy domains. I'm not a financial advisor. I just know that what I'm doing, getting to own Web3, the future, it's going to happen. Dynasty 401. Yeah, GoatRush1. What's up, bro? Hope you're feeling better. You got Dirty Fozzie, and you have the fantasy futurist, Geek_Mill. All right, guys. A lot of big things happening. Not a lot of big things, but a lot of things I'm seeing here. Let's just get into it. Here we go. Chiefs and the Chargers, both Patrick Mahomes and Herbert going off. I'm just gonna grab the big takeaways from these games. That way we're not just talking about everything. But Jalen got Jalen Guyton. He only had two targets, but he did get the touchdown. I do like him. I was talking about him. They're looking for a third wide receiver is what they're looking for. And they're also looking for a second running back. And what did I tell you guys last week? Hopefully you guys made that call. You guys need to make that call every week. I'm dropping nuggets for you guys, giving you guys the information you need to be able to win these games. But Justin Jackson, running back for the Chargers. I told you guys last week, go pick him up because the Chargers are looking for another running back. He got work the week before. It looked great. What happens this week? 13 carries, 86 yards. One reception, 13 yards. He had one more carry than Austin Eckler. That's what I'm talking about. They're looking for that. They want to even out that backfield. Guarantee you this is going to continue. So go pick up Justin Jackson. That's what all I got to say. Looking here more into this game. Of course, Travis Kelce has a massive game. All right. Looking at the Colts and the Patriots here. Come on. There it is. Carson Wentz. What a down game for him, but I told you guys, do not start him. Was not starting Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was not looking good. Ramondre Stevenson was excited about him, but said I was not 100% sure. But the last time we'd seen him get the full workload, it was great. Colts, I did say, though, that the Colts defense is pretty good, so be careful. Ramondre Stevenson, 10 carries, 36 yards. He did get a fumble. Dang it. But that's okay. He's still going to be good for next season and for the future. There's no doubt about that. So don't you worry. Jonathan Taylor. Yes, my guy. Guys. I was drafting Jonathan Taylor. I wanted him over CMC. I wanted him over Derrick Henry. I wanted him over Cook. You can go check the call logs. I don't know what episode it'd be. It'd be one of the episodes here in this last offseason. I'm sure there's one that says, I'm drafting these guys, or these are the guys to draft. Go listen to that episode, and I'm telling you, I'm telling you to take Jonathan Taylor. But Jonathan Taylor is the man. He's going to keep rocking it. A little mix-up here. Not mix-up, but a little difference here for the Patriots. Hunter Henry got a bunch of targets, 6 catches, 77 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Was not expecting that one. I don't think anybody was. You got the Jets and the Dolphins. Benny and the Jets. Duke Johnson. Pick him up. They signed him the other day. I think it was yesterday. The Dolphins signed Duke Johnson. They want this dude on their team. Yeah, if you can get Duke Johnson, definitely go get him. But he had an amazing game. Pull it back up here. I was looking at the Thunderdome League. Sometimes you just got to go grab those guys. Because I got a lot of people here on this team that I'm not too sure. I can't really drop anybody. I mean, I got Darrell Henderson. What? He's got 0 points. He's looking to maybe not play. What's going on with Henderson? Let's pull this up real quick. Oh, dang it. Oh, no, wait, hang on. Oh, he was activated off the COVID list. Okay, yeah, he's still good. He's still good. I don't know why Sleeper's showing him the 0 points projected. But yeah, pick up Duke Johnson. Pick him up. Dude is going to be solid. He was doing great there with the Browns. Over his years, he has not gotten an opportunity to be the main guy. Maybe back when he was the Browns, let's look here, 2019. Let's see, 2018. Has this dude ever gotten more than 10 carries? I'm looking. Wow. Okay, so back in 2015, he had 12 carries for one game, 13 carries for another game, 10 carries for 2016 game. Yeah, this dude has not gotten an opportunity, but every time he's touched the ball, he's been impressive in the receiving game, and he's been dominant in the running game for pretty much majority every time he touches the ball. Hey, this is why you make that call. But Duke Johnson, I guarantee you, is going to have a role for next season. Guarantee you. I think it's very, very possible. Very possible. But yeah, let's see the rest of the game here. Tua, I'm not worried about him. He's going to be fine next season. I told you guys I wasn't too interested in starting him this week. He's not been fully consistent. Dolphins defense, though. Pick them up. If you are in the playoffs and they're out there on the waiver wire, I was telling you guys a long time ago, earlier this season, to go pick up the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins' defense, picking up right where they were last season. Dallas Cowboys here and the Giants. Let's look at this one. Zeke Elliott had a good game. Receiving game here was down. Lamb, Gallup, Cooper. Putting up duds. I mean, they got you points. Lamb got you points. Dalton Schultz, good game there. Like that. Cowboys defense, like it. Was a play. Looking at the Titans and the Steelers. Dante Foreman, told y'all. Look at that. Bam. 22 carries, 108 yards. I think that's going to continue. They're just going to continue to do this or use him. Nakai Westbrook, like him the next season, continue to use him. They brought him in to be a guy instead of Julio Jones. Like, he was set to be there as a second guy that they drafted. So I like him for next season for sure. If you have him on the waiver wire, we're just looking at guys here to pick up and get ourselves kind of prepared and kind of stack up your bench if you can with some of these guys that have shown a little bit more potential, because we're going to need that going into the offseason. We're going to make some moves, some trades, and we're going to get your team to a title team. If it's not a title team this season, if it's a playoff season, we're going to get it to a title team this season. James Robinson, told you I was not worried about him. Came right back. Let's go, James Robinson. That's what I'm talking about. 18 carries, 75 yards. They just need to get rid of Urban Meyer. They just need to get rid of him. And look at this. Laviska Shenault finally with 7 targets. Give the dude the ball. Even though Shenault only had 4 catches for 39 yards, was still awesome to see him get some work. Brandon Cooks for sure getting it done. 7 catches, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Told you I was not worried about him. He gets the targets. Texans defense looked good. Don't pick them up. How about this? Cardinals and the Lions. Going off. Craig Reynolds picked him up. Had him. Been sitting on him for a couple weeks now. 2 weeks since last week I picked him up. Told you I'd pick him up off the waiver wire. Looking good. 26 carries, 112 yards. Averaging over 4 yards a carry. Was that definitely enough to get the Cardinals done? Look at that. Good job, Lions. That's what I'm talking about. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Told you. Dude is going to get it going. He's looking good. 8 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown. I do like Josh Reynolds. Goat Rush. Hey, Josh Reynolds, man. You're a dude. But look, he's got this connection with Jared Goff back when they were the Rams. So go pick up Josh Reynolds. I think, if Goff is starting to show, he can do it. He can get them to win. Josh Reynolds has a chance to solidify himself into next season's team. Just because he's doing this, obviously, and he's got the connection with Jared Goff already. I have Josh Reynolds in a couple spots where I can, where I need him. But definitely pick him up. Christian Kirk, nice game here for him. James Conner, a little bit of a down game. Hang on, looking at our points here. And let's see here. Yeah, Christian Kirk, nice game. AJ Green, nice game. Zach Ertz, nice game from him. You know, I played, who did I put in? Look right now. Oh, yeah. I don't know, this league. Listener League, I had put in Dawson Knox. And I was thinking that he was going to have a bigger game than Zach Ertz. And, Dawson Knox had a good game. He had a good one. 4 catches, 38 yards. Got me 8 points. Would have been better if I put in Zach Ertz. Would have gotten me at least 6 more. Moving on here, though. We got Carolina and the Bills. Nice game here from Cam Newton, Josh Allen. Amir Abdullah. 4 catches, 48 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he's getting more work in the receiving game than Chuba Hubbard. But Devin Singletary here, though. Finally, we got the name of the lead back. Devin Singletary is the guy. Was talking about him, that he kind of was looking good. Hopefully, you guys were able to pick him up. I don't think he was on any waivers. But Gabriel Davis looking good. 5 catches, 85 yards, and 2 touchdowns. DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson. Decent games from those guys. Like I said, Dawson Knox, only 4 catches, 38 yards. Buffalo Bills defense, nice play there. With the Bengals and the Broncos. Teddy Bridgewater exiting the game. Dang it. I had him in the Scott Fishbowl. We'll see how I am doing after today's games. But I'm looking at like 90 points. And Teddy Bridgewater hurt me there. Damian Harris hurt me. They hurt me. Javonte Williams, my guy. 15 carries, 72 yards, 4 catches, only 9 yards. But, man, he is good. He's going to get it going. Very excited about his future. We didn't see anything here from the receiving game of the Broncos. Bengals, Tyler Boyd finally having a big game. Down game here, though, for Higgins and Chase. Haven't seen that for a while. But I'm not worried about that. They're going to be just fine. We got the Atlanta Falcons and the 49ers. Jeff Wilson, 21 carries, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Shout out to Goat Rush. Was banging the table to go grab Jeff Wilson. Was banging the table, he was. Brandon Ayuk, what? Only 1 catch, 36 yards. Come on. Deebo Samuel, 6 carries, 29 yards, and a touchdown. 4 catches, 60 yards. Deebo Samuel is the man. Like it. Kyle Pitts, nice game from him. Cordell Patterson, what the F, man. But, the Falcons were, really behind. And 49ers got a good defense, but 11 carries, 18 yards, only 2 catches for 5 yards. Come on, man. We've been playing you for better than that. We got the Packers and the Ravens. Tyler Huntley. Guys, come on. Come on. How many times do I have to tell you? If you have Lamar Jackson, or if you do not have Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley is very valuable. Look at what he is doing. Granted, there are every team is different, but come on, look at this. He is dominating when he is out there. 40 completions or 28 completions, 215 yards, two touchdowns, 13 carries, 73 yards, two touchdowns. Come on, guys, go pick him up. I don't care if he's behind Lamar Jackson. I'm telling you, there he still has to do his contract. He still has to do the contract. Okay? AJ Dillon, decent game, 7 carries, 22 yards, touchdown. Aaron Jones, told you guys they're probably gonna be splitting the work here a little bit. Jones did get a little bit more work here in there though. But it's more mostly a receiving game. Adams and Valdes-Scantling having some big games for sure. Marquise Brown, nice game from him. Was the only one we were interested. Mark Andrews, very, very bounce back game. 10 catches, 136 yards, two touchdowns. Told you I was not worried about him at all. Dang it. Saints and the Bucks. Tom Brady, what are you doing? Chris Godwin, come on, man. Come on, man. I need you guys. I needed them in the listener league. Tom Brady putting up a massive dud. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans both getting hurt in this game. Unfortunately, Tyler Johnson, I do like him. If you guys want to pick him up for the Bucks, I think he's going to have a could be sneaky for next season. Marquez Callaway, I think it's fine to pick him up. Go ahead and pick him up. Let's get it ready for next season. We're at the end of this season. I mean, it's crazy how long it's been since, I mean, pretty much this whole season, we have not had a Saints wide receiver that we can trust. We haven't. But Marquez Callaway, definitely pick him up. Liking him for next season. We got the Raiders and the Browns. Hunter Renfrow, what are you doing, dude? What a down game for him. Very disappointing. He had been doing a lot better than that, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. Hunter Renfrow is going to be fine. Definitely going to be seeing him next week for sure more. Yeah, dang it. Josh Jacobs, 15 carries, 52 yards. Nick Chubb, nice game from him. Not a lot popping off there for the wide receivers. Foster Moreau coming in and stepping up. Guys, pick up Foster Moreau. Pick him up. Future-wise, look at this. 7 catches, 65 yards. Come on. Against the Browns, pick Foster Moreau up. If you don't have a lot of tight ends, you're looking at tight ends for next season. Instead of, using a waiver claim or a rookie draft pick on a tight end, not that you would really do that. We wouldn't draft a tight end until maybe like the third, fourth round, except for Pat Freiermuth. There was Kyle Pitts. Everyone was excited about him, but you guys know what I'm saying. But Foster Moreau, get yourself set up for possibly another big play without having to use a rookie pick. Last game here, and then tomorrow we will start to get into the starters for week 16. Guys, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss these episodes. And make sure you guys are following me on Twitter at the Dynasty 401. Minnesota Vikings and the Bears here. Kirk Cousins, very down game. Justin Fields, nice game from him. Very excited about that. Definitely going to be making some moves after him this offseason. Dalvin Cook, decent game from him. Only 89 yards on the ground. Yeah, not a lot popping off there on these games. Darnell Mooney, you gotta have to have him. We're gonna definitely be getting him this next offseason for sure on our teams. Let's see, anybody else here? No, not really seeing anything else here. All right, guys, that's gonna be it for this episode. I think this is episode 176, 177. We're doing a lot of episodes. Yeah, guys, hey, I just wanna say thank you. To all you guys who have been listening, who maybe you've been listening to for a couple episodes, couple weeks, couple months, been here since the beginning. Thank you for your time. I enjoy making these episodes for you guys and just talking about fantasy football and what I'm doing. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Have a great week if you got the week off for the holidays. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Take it easy.